AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio, the Petros and Money Show. With Petros Papin for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, David Massey.
Only 21 more days until the start of spring training, where pitchers and catchers will report to Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. Welcome to Nissan Dodger Talk. David Massey with you until 7 o'clock tonight. We got a great show for you as we are very close to Dodger Fan Fest, which is this Saturday. And in my mind, that is the kickoff to baseball season. The Dodgers last year had over 100,000 downloads of tickets to attend FanFest last year, so you know everybody in LA is pumped for that event, and we will be out there this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get your tickets at Dodgers.com/FanFest, and we will be broadcasting from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here on AM 570 LA Sports from the main stage, and we'll have all the Dodgers you want to hear from on Saturday morning and afternoon from FanFest. And also, we have two Dodgers you want to hear from tonight. Alex Wood will join us at 6:15, and Kenley Jansen will join us at 6:30. Had a chance to catch up with both those men at Dodger Stadium yesterday as they were part of the Dodgers community caravan, We Love LA. They were out there yesterday as a part of the Dodgers hosting over 350 first responder firefighters that had responded to so many of the wildfires here in Southern California. And all those firefighters enjoyed every single minute of it, because I heard so many of them say that they felt like they were 10 years old again. They got a chance to take batting practice at Dodger Stadium. They got to shag out in the outfield, play catch, had lunch behind home plate, got to meet a lot of the Dodger players: Kenley Jansen, Justin Turner, Kike Hernandez, Jock Peterson, Alex Wood, Ross Stripling. All were out there yesterday signing autographs for those firefighters. And I got to meet two firefighters that were first responders out in the San Fernando Valley where I live, Station 105. If you're familiar with that, it's on the corner of Victory and Fallbrook. Tom Waite is a firefighter out there, and Gavin Kaufman is a firefighter and paramedic at Station 105, too. So I got to meet those guys, and it's always great to put the faces with all the names that call into Dodger Talk during the season and listen to the broadcast and support the team throughout the year. So it was great to be out there with the Dodgers. And I mentioned this throughout the day yesterday. When those wildfires were going on, you saw a lot of celebrities tweeting out and saying, oh, thank you, firefighters, putting a heart next to it. And that's great. It's a great sentiment. But what are you really doing? And the Dodgers took action and really gave a genuine thank you to those first responders by having them out there to enjoy themselves, and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So it was really a great event. And the caravan continued today at City Hall, where the Dodgers had some of their alumni out there unveiling the patch the Dodgers will wear on their sleeves this year, honoring 60 years of Dodger baseball in Los Angeles. Yes, six decades since the Dodgers moved west from Brooklyn back in 1958. So that will be a year-long celebration that was kicked off today at City Hall. Yasiel Puig, he was out in Glendale doing his thing, meeting and greeting a lot of Dodger fans at a McDonald's. Yeah, Puig was at a McDonald's today in Glendale, taking orders behind the counter, signing autographs, taking pictures with all the fans that found out his secret location. And also, I saw on Twitter, he went behind the counter as well, deep into the kitchen to make some Big Macs, and he loves doing all that. So that was a fun day today. Jock Peterson was at a dog park, and later this week, another great thing the Dodgers will be doing, they'll be out at Point Magoo, the Naval Air Station there, with Cody Bellinger, Andrew Tolles, and Kike Hernandez to be out there with the military. And tomorrow, Kenley Jansen and DJ Peters and Nomar Garcia-Parra will be in Inglewood for a skills clinic. And Friday, a bunch of Dodgers will be out in the city of Alhambra building a brand new playground. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. Last week, we talked about the possibility of Yu Darvish coming back in Dodger blue. It seems a little bit less likely of that happening. The Dodgers obviously are still monitoring his market and how much he may or may not get. And if he doesn't get, you know, something that would not put them over the luxury tax threshold for 2018, they certainly would be interested and aggressive. But it seems like the Cubs and Brewers are starting to put their chips in for Yu Darvish. The Cubs started it today by signing Yu Darvish's old personal catcher from the Texas Rangers. He's 35 years old, Chris Jimenez, and you don't sign a 35-year-old catcher for no reason, especially when he was the personal catcher of the free agent starter that you're trying to sign. Now, the Brewers reportedly, too, are trying to find a way to increase the annual average salary for Darvish and make the years of the contract shorter. And also, I heard out of Milwaukee, they're having their fan fest this weekend, and their owner likes to make big splashes surrounding that fan fest. So a lot of speculation about what the Brewers may or may not do. Is it Darvish? Is it trying to trade for Westlake Village's Christian Yelich? So we'll see how that all plays out. How would you love to see Christian Yelich in a Dodger uniform? Wow. You want to talk about Giancarlo Stanton coming back home? How about Christian Yelich coming back home? That would be a really great surprise for every Dodger fan. I'm not sure if it can happen, but Yelich, I know from talking to those guys in Miami, he is looked upon as a very special player and a very hard worker. So everybody talks about or talked about Giancarlo Stanton coming back to Los Angeles. I'm not sure how many people realize that Christian Yelich was from Westlake High and drafted out of Westlake High and grew up a Dodger fan and grew up listening to Vin Scully as well. Now, the one thing I wanted to mention from last week as well, and we can continue this discussion because it's getting hot and heavy when it comes to this pitch clock that Major League Baseball is trying to implement without the players really signing off on it. And you'll hear from Alex Wood and Kenley Jansen, like I mentioned, and they will touch upon their opinions about this pitch clock. And the one thing that I heard from a veteran player over the weekend was he believes that this has nothing to do with speeding up the pace of play. This has everything to do with Rob Manfred wanting to leave his mark on the game, and this pitch clock would be a legacy type of deal for Rob Manfred. And that's one speculation from a veteran player I spoke to over the weekend. And I was pretty passionate, and I still am, about being against this pitch clock because it seems to be an easy fix. Yeah, we'll put in a pitch clock for 20 seconds, and that'll cure all the problems. Now, I don't know too many fans that call into Dodger Talk after games and say, geez, that was a long game, 3 hours, wow. I have not had one caller ever say that. The only ones that complain about the length of game are the sports writers in the press box because everybody's looking at the clock, which you shouldn't be. If you keep looking at the clock, you're going to drive yourself crazy. The biggest problem with baseball today and why games are going so long has nothing to do with the handful of pitchers that take longer than 20 seconds to release the ball. The biggest problem is pitchers can't throw strikes consistently. You're having so many teams now in Major League Baseball basically throw away their season, and when they don't have the talent, they're bringing up pitchers that have no business being in the big leagues for the mere reason that they have no command of the fastball or any other pitches in their repertoire. So they're throwing more pitches. That makes the game go longer. Plus, you have the fact that hitters are being rewarded for being patient and having on-base percentage and being very selective at the plate. So anything even a little bit off the plate for most hitters, they're not going to bite. That's why games 20, 30 years ago moved at a quicker pace because guys were swinging first pitch. They weren't waiting for the fifth or sixth pitch in at bat to be aggressive. If there was a good pitch to hit, they were aggressive. Ask Nomar Garcia-Para about that. He won two batting titles and was one of the best hitters of his generation approaching the game that way. But more and more players are being encouraged over the last, 15 years to be more selective. So those are the two biggest reasons why the game is going an average of over 3 hours long. Also, too, instant replay has created a problem where the umpires seemingly are on those headsets forever trying to get an answer from New York. There's supposed to be a time limit on how long it takes to either overturn it or uphold the replay at hand. Also, too, what takes so long is the manager waiting to hear from the clubhouse whether or not he should actually try to contest the play. Those things are extending the game. So I'm not quite sure where Rob Manfred is coming from and the suits in New York are coming from with this pitch clock, but really, that is the least of the problems if you're trying to shorten the length of game. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. When we come back, we'll talk to you, and we'll talk to Alex Wood, who was at Dodger Stadium yesterday for the Dodgers Community Caravan, honoring the firefighters that were the first responders to those wildfires in Southern California. Nissan Dodger Talk, David Vasse with you until 7 o'clock, right here on AM570 LA Sports. Nissan Dodger Talk, David Vasse with you until 7 o'clock tonight right here on AM570 LA Sports. And in case you haven't noticed, AM570 has the best lineup in Los Angeles, and it starts weekdays from 6 to 9 in the morning with Dan Patrick. DP today had Reggie Miller and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch on, Mark Wahlberg. They were on Dan Patrick, and nobody gets better guests than Dan Patrick in the morning, so you don't want to miss him tomorrow at 6 right here on AM570 LA Sports. And you also don't want to miss Dodger Fan Fest this Saturday at Dodger Stadium, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live right here on AM570 from the main stage starting at 11 o'clock. In just a moment, you'll hear from Alex Wood, one of the most underappreciated pitchers on the Dodger staff. 866-987-2570, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Upland. Chris, you're on with David Vasse. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, David? How did the first-time caller, long-time listener?
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Hey, you know what? I just don't understand what they're talking about with putting the clock on the pitchers on the mound. You know, you got the batters in the box. They're always calling timeout. You know, they're never ready. And that puts a lot of anxiety on the pitchers on the mound. You know, I think that needs to go away. That's just not right.
Chris,
you know?
Chris, think about it. In the bottom of the eighth inning, everybody's talking about the ninth inning. Games are not just won and lost in the ninth inning. They could be lost in the fifth inning, in the sixth inning. At any point, they could be lost. And could you imagine a pitcher with the bases loaded and two outs worrying about a time clock on top of everything else?
Right, because they could never get set. That's the whole thing, you know.
But that's not the problem. The pitch clock is not the problem. The reason why the game is going long is for everything that I outlined in the first segment there. It's about pitchers not being able to throw strikes, guys taking more pitchers than ever, and the instant replay taking forever.
Right. It just puts everything back. It slows everything down. It takes away, you know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got you, David. I got you.
Hey, I'll see you out at FanFest on Saturday, Chris.
All right, man. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem. Let's go out to Pasadena. Mitch, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk. What's up, Mitch? Mitch, you're on the air. Wow, Mitch, you're gone. You really blew it right there. Let's go out to Riverside. Fred, you're on with David Vasse. What's up, Fred?
DV, thank you for taking my call. Hey, on the heels of FanFest, I got my tickets ready to go. Is there any chance that we can be treated to the comedic stylings of Clayton Kershaw and he can bring along his buddy AJ Ellis and fan favorite Matt Kemp?
Well, unfortunately, from what I understand, none of those three will be at FanFest. Matt Kemp will not be there. I'm looking at my lineup for the main stage, and Kershaw will not be there. So you just have to go online again and look and download Between Two Palm Trees, Fred. I'm sorry. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Had a chance to catch up with Alex Wood yesterday at Dodger Stadium. He was out there signing autographs and taking pictures with all those firefighters that fought those wildfires in Southern California. And we talked about how his off season has gone and whether or not he's in favor of a pitch clock.
This is really the first day of all the events leading into Fan Fest this weekend. And so it's exciting to be here. You know, we got to go to 826 LA this morning and use our creative sides and make some stories with a good group of kids. And then now to be here at the stadium to get to be around all these firefighters that have been kind of braving the storm for these last couple months with all the fires and everything that's been going on. So it should be a fun day.
It feels like you haven't had a moment to take a breath this off season with your own marriage and also all the other weddings that have gone on this off season. What's it been like for you?
We haven't been home a lot. That's for sure. You know, we've been home like 2 weekends throughout the whole off season. But it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been cool because probably the most I've ever seen any of my teammates throughout the course of an off season. But a lot of great weddings we've been to. It's been a lot of fun.
Yours was the second of the off season, right? Ross Stripling kicked off wedding season, and the Woods kicked off the second one.
Yeah, no doubt. So it was good. We got ours out of the way early.
Do you feel like the others that came after yours, they took something from your wedding and they stole ideas from you and Susanna?
No, everybody had their own nice wedding, nice ideas, and they were all different and special in their own way. So it was a lot of great weddings. Definitely some of the best ones we've been to for sure.
You know, in sports they always rank players, teams. So why don't you rank the weddings?
I'll pass on that one. They are all special and unique in their own way.
Alex Wood is our guest, and I guess Austin Barnes just had his wedding right here in Moorpark, so it was convenient for you to come down and just stay here, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got in Friday night, and Barnes got married Saturday in Simi Valley, I think, is where it was.
Yeah.
Really great venue, a great wedding. It was good to see everybody, and we had a real good time.
Pitchers and catchers report sooner rather than later this year compared to years past. With the Patriots winning yesterday, and there's a very good chance they're going to win again, how tough is it going to be around Rich Hill that quick after the Super Bowl?
It won't be too bad. At least it's funny when he talks about his love for Tom Brady, but We'll see what happens. I can't believe they came back and won yesterday. I guess that's why he's the GOAT, but it'll be a fun Super Bowl for sure.
All right, let's talk some baseball. There's been a lot of talk about the pitch clock. You being a pitcher that works relatively fast, what do you think about baseball trying to force a 20-second pitch clock?
I mean, I haven't put too much thought into it, but, I mean, it's in their hands, I guess, now, so whatever they do, we'll have to kind of abide by. But I think it's kind of in the same category as the hitters staying in the box. You know, I don't think it's really affected guys too much. There'll be some people that work pretty slow that it might affect, but me personally, I'm not too worried about it.
Don't you think a 20-second pitch clock, though, it doesn't seem like that would speed up the game that much?
I think that if we're nitpicking with the speed and time in between pitches, there's probably much more important things we probably should be worrying about, but yeah. You know, it's what they're the fat of the week lately. So we'll see what happens, but I don't think anybody's really concerning themselves too much over it.
Well, the one thing that I mentioned the other night on the show was that baseball has a bigger problem in the minor leagues and maybe with some of these teams that are just giving up before opening day, where they're calling up pitchers that aren't ready to be pitching in the big leagues and they can't throw strikes. Don't you think that extends games longer than, say, somebody taking 21 seconds to throw a pitch?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of other things that go on through a course of a game that probably affect it more than the time it takes between pitches for a pitcher. But, you know, that's kind of what they've honed in on. So I guess if they implement it, we'll see how it goes.
What's your opinion on having just one mound visit before you're pulled from a game, whether it's a manager, a player, a coach? One time, second time, you're done.
It's kind of tough because I think the amount of mound visits these days is pretty insane. But teams are just stealing signs like they've never stolen them before. And so it's tough to kind of keep mound visits down, especially from the catcher, throughout the course of the game when you're constantly having to change signs over and over and over again. And so it's kind of something where you'd have to get creative in order to kind of fix that problem.
I never noticed you get irritated with somebody trying to steal your signs.
No, never.
Alex Wood is our guest. Before I let you go, obviously we talked about what's going on now, but we never really had a chance to talk about the spectacular World Series that you had individually. In my opinion, the best performance of any player on the Dodgers in the World Series, 7 2/3 of no-hit ball. Have you had a chance, despite the disappointment of not winning, to be able to take some of the confidence from that World Series into this spring training?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was tough, you know, not being able to finish it and going all the way to Game 7. For me personally, you know, I worry much more about the times I do poorly than the times I do well. You know, I that's what I expect out of myself, and so when I do that, I don't really harp or really think back too much on it. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a confidence builder. I mean, that's the Houston Astros are the best team I think I've my whole career that we've ever I personally have ever played against. I mean, they're just a terrific team, top to bottom, a lot like us, and that's why it was such a great series. But you know, feel good, you know, feel healthy, and I'm definitely starting to get excited for spring training and for season.
As confident as you are, does that boost your confidence to another level to do everything that you just mentioned against one of the best teams, world champions now?
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, I try and just worry more about myself and things that that I kind of set in line for myself last offseason, what I wanted to work on and how I went about working on those things, you know, and the success I was able to have last year. And so just kind of building off of that and getting an even better program, but still also doing some of the same things that I was able to do last offseason in order to prepare for the season. So I feel really excited. I feel as good mechanically as I've ever felt in my life. So I'm really, really excited about camp.
I'm thinking about daring Dave Roberts to tell you again that you're starting the season in the bullpen.
No, you shouldn't dare him to do that.
Then you could just jump over the desk. I don't think anybody would say anything negative to Alex Wood because either he got stung by a wasp or he's been spending a lot of time in the weight room.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Dave. You just haven't seen me in a while.
Your wife just laughed at me.
Yeah, I believe her. No, it's been a good offseason, man. It's been a good offseason. So
you're glowing from your wedding still.
Yeah, I'm bronzed, you know. We spent a lot of time in the sun this offseason, all these weddings and whatnot. But, no, it's been a good offseason.
Well, I'm happy to see you. And those firefighters, the one guy they said they were happy that's out here is you. Because they said, can you believe this? One firefighter came up to me and said, you are the Andre Ethier version of pitchers.
I will definitely take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because Dre's my guy.
Yeah.
Dre's my guy. So now, I know he misses talking smack to you every day. So he's just chomping at the bit, hoping he winds up somewhere in Arizona or maybe back with us or whatever it may be so he can terrorize your day.
You might have to take up that baton this year.
I would never.
Alex, great to see you and look forward to seeing you in spring training.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There he is, Alex Wood, one of the most underappreciated pitchers in 2017. Even though he did make his first All-Star game, I still felt people overlooked his performance in the World Series. I know a lot can get lost in a seven-game series, but how do you get lost throwing 7 2/3 no-hit ball against the Houston Astros in that World Series? And I thought he brought up a point that I didn't even think about last week when it comes to the rule that Major League Baseball wants to implement of not only having a 20-second pitch clock, but also limiting the mound visits from any player, including the catcher, a coach, or a manager, before being taken out after the second mound visit. He brought up a point I'm sure not even people in New York are aware of, that in today's game, more teams are trying to steal the other team's signs more so than ever when there's a guy at second base. So that's why the catcher goes out there or the middle infielders come in to try to change the sign so they're not telegraphing whatever pitch is coming to the hitter at the plate. So I'm not sure many people have even thought about that, but Alex Wood brought up a great point, and I was joking with him because he did get upset in San Diego in September when a runner was trying to steal the signs from second base. He stepped off and started screaming at that runner, and if you remember, that's where Andy Green and Dave Roberts got into that brouhaha of words. And Dave Roberts is famously seen saying, you and me. But I don't think that ever happened. They never got together or had dinner or coffee or anything like that. Anyway, your thoughts on what Alex Wood had to say about the pitch clock, about his season, 866-987-2570. Coming up next, you'll hear from Kenley Jansen as well, and he has some strong opinions about this pitch clock. You're listening to Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse right here on AM 570 LA Sports. This is Nissan Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until the top of the hour. That's when the Bruin Insider Show takes over. And don't forget, later tonight on Fox Sports Radio, which can be heard right here on AM 570 LA Sports, the number one playa hater himself, Ben Maller. If you've ever thrown a ball, hit a ball, he hates you. Except Tom Brady, because he has to suck up to all his listeners in Boston. Anyway, he does love the Dodgers, and we'll see whether or not he's at FanFest on Saturday. You want to be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for Dodgers FanFest, presented by Coca-Cola and San Manuel Casino. Admission is free, but you have to download your tickets at Dodgers.com/FanFest. And don't forget, we'll be broadcasting from the main stage at Dodger FanFest right here on AM 570 LA Sports from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Notice in the first 30, 40 minutes of this show, I have not mentioned once the Hall of Fame balloting and the announcement of the newest members of the Hall of Fame, which will be tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm Hall of Fame fatigued. And the reason why I'm so fatigued over it, it just seems like every year, the past, I don't know, 5 years, it's the same argument, same debate. Should Bonds and Clemens be in the Hall of Fame? I'm tired of it already. I don't feel like talking about it again, but I think it will be great to have a guy like Chipper Jones in there, who I expect to be in there. Also, two other guys that will probably be in the Hall of Fame are Trevor Hoffman, Edgar Martinez, among others. So Jim Thome, those guys will be in there. But I'm tired of debating whether or not Bonds or Clemens should be in there. If you let those two guys in, you should let everybody else in. And who's to say there's guys in there right now that were just good enough and not getting caught? So I'm just tired of it. And let's just celebrate the guys that are getting in. And the writers want to vote those guys in, I'm not going to scream about it. But I think if they let those two guys in, then my guy Mark McGwire should get in. So should Gary Sheffield, because they were less of an offender than those two guys were, for sure. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go back out to Pasadena. Mark, you're on with David Vasse. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave. Dave. Pitchers are paid not to throw strikes. How many times has Clayton Kershaw thrown the junk to get a third strike?
Right, but does he have command of his pitches? Does he know where the pitch is going?
No, I get that.
And the ball is always at Mark, at some point, the ball is usually somewhere in the strike zone, and that's why hitters go fishing for it.
Exactly. I get it. You know, you got to throw strikes to get guys out on the junk, but it's not going to speed up the game. You know, putting a time clock is not going to help the game.
I agree with you.
Please don't let the time clock come into play in this beautiful sport that we have.
Yep. Call the commissioner's office. Let them know how you feel. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go out to Rancho Cucamonga. Richard is in Fontana. You're on with David Vasse. Hi, Richard. And I'm sure you've seen some of that stuff. I'm sorry, Richard. I hung up on the guy from Rancho Cuc, but we'll go to you in Fontana. What's up?
Hey, Dave. How you doing out there?
Everything's great. What do you got?
Okay, well, my point is that I follow all these guys on Instagram, every single Dodger. And what I love that I'm seeing off this offseason is that, one, they are all still communicating with each other. They're all going to their own weddings, and they're all, like, ready. They're, like, even Julio, who's already in Arizona right now as we speak, and he's working out. So it's like, I want to know, with all of this bonding, is it going to be more better for us down the road, or is it going to cause conflict?
No. They had a tight bond last year. Those players had a tight bond last year. If it wasn't for the tight bond, I'm not sure they get as far as they do. So it only, for guys to make the effort to go to destination weddings, I think that shows how much they really want to be there. I'm sure in my own personal life, if you're having a destination wedding and I don't really want to go to it, I'm not making the effort. But if you're one of my good friends, I'm going to make that effort. And these guys, for the majority of them, have made the effort to go all over the country and the world. Let's go out to Gardena. My man Manny, what's up?
The Baron of Burbank. Hey, first off, man, last week proved to me the locker room with Kike Hernandez. And it was off the hook, DV, with you in the house, PMS in the house, all the Dodger love flowing. The only person missing was my man, VPB, feeling you. But you know what, man? I'm just hyped up. 60 years strong in L.A., 30 years from the last title, nice symmetrical. 2018 World Series champs, baby, Dodgers.
All right, Manuel, thanks for the phone call. And him and Gaston actually came face-to-face with each other and took a photo after, you know, them really washing me up last week here on Dodger Talk. Let's take one more phone call before we hear from Kenley Jansen. Let's go out to Todd in Laguna Beach. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Dave. Hey, man, you're good at your job. I just want to tell you that. I always enjoy when you're on the radio. You're a total stud.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Hey, the one thing about the timer and the visits is, you know, I have a lot of respect for the catchers that visit the pitcher because they run out there. They seem to care. They seem to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for making these managers and coaches run. I've never seen people walk so slow except when they're coming out of the dugout to talk to a pitcher. It's almost like they're dramatic about it.
They're old, though. A lot of these guys are old. They've put in their time, Todd. They can't move any faster.
All right, so I say we limit them to one.
You want a golf cart?
Signal to the catcher to go.
Should we get a golf cart for Rick Honeycutt?
Yes, that would be awesome. But, Dave, I have one quick question for you, and it's not related. Is what do you expect out of Bellinger, man? Like, a lot of these Dodger rookies that come up have an awesome year, and then they have a sophomore slump. Now, I know Seager busted that. What are you personally expecting out of Bellinger?
I'm looking at him to raise his batting average or sustain his batting average and become more of a mature hitter and use the experience he had from a year ago. And I don't think he's resting on his laurels, Todd. And it goes back to why Seager hasn't rested on his laurels. That's just who they are. That's their DNA. And it starts at home. They have a great foundation at home that won't allow them to get the big head.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy.
All right, Todd, thanks for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Like I mentioned, had a chance to be face-to-face with Kenley Jansen yesterday at Dodger Stadium. First time I've seen him this offseason. We've been corresponding with each other, but the first time we got to see each other was face-to-face. And immediately when he came out of the Dodger clubhouse and I was sitting in the Dodger dugout, not once, like I mentioned the Petros and Money, not twice, but three times, a cup check from Kenley Jansen. So this is the aftermath of that cup check.
How are your babies feeling?
You're lucky I'm, my voice is not higher right now because you did do a cup check.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not wearing one.
Exactly. Spring training, baby.
I got to be ready.
You got to be ready for it.
I know. I guarantee the first day I see you at Camelback Ranch, I will have my cup ready to go.
All right, that would be awesome. Yeah.
So you've been having a lot of fun this offseason. I mentioned spending a lot of time with the family. You were at Kobe's jersey retirement game. What's it been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome, man. I mean, it was a good time to step away from baseball, I feel like. Just being around your family, being around your kids. Have a quality time. You know, I went to JT's wedding, went to New York for just to feel that white Christmas experience, and thank God it snowed a little bit so you can experience it. So it was awesome, I ain't gonna lie. And I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back here at Dodger Stadium. Glad to be back to working out and get ready for another journey. And hopefully, you know, we can get down to that road of trying to win, try to get there in a World Series and try to get a chance to win it again.
It seems like a lot of you guys have met here at Dodger Stadium to work out. Has that bond gotten stronger since last year?
Yeah, the bond getting stronger, man. I mean, you know, we see how far we've been getting lately. You know, the last 2 years we played in, you know, great. We lost against the Cubs in 16 in the National League Championship Series. Last year we got far to the World Series, and you know it could have gone either way, and you know, well deserved by Houston, they win the World Series. So we see how far we'd be getting, man. This is kind of motivation to us to continue to keep working hard, and you know, have that faith that one day we're gonna bring that trophy back to LA. And you know, like I said, that was a motivation, and here we are again, another year, another chance to get back there again.
Is it hard to start over after how close you were last year?
It was hard. I mean, it was hard for me when I got back a week after, started working out after the World Series, and that's when I kind of like decided to step away and just be with my family, enjoy being with my family. I didn't work out at all in December. I just totally stepped away from the baseball, and here I am in January, tried to get back, and finally I'm over it. And like I say, this year it's another year, another chance, you know, to try to get back there in the World Series and try to win it.
Kenley, the World Series was the biggest part of the season, but it wasn't the entire season. 104 wins, and you might have been the most valuable piece to this team. Have you been able to reflect on the season that you had?
It was awesome. I ain't gonna lie. And it was great. I'm enjoying every single day just being in the big leagues, man. I mean, there's a dream come true for me. And growing up, being a catcher, and thought I'm going to be a catcher in the big leagues. And, you know, that dream never came through. And, you know, I have another shot being a pitcher, and here I am. I'm enjoying every single moment. And I'm going to be out here, and like I say, just enjoying even the days that you don't like it, to be out here to get ready to get back. But that's the motivation, and that's the thing that's going to make you better every day to be who you are. And like I say, last year was awesome, and this year I'm going to keep continuing to try to be better every day.
You got stronger last year. You seem to be getting even more stronger this offseason. How different will spring training be for you this year, considering you pitch deeper into the season than you ever have before in your career?
I feel like spring training, you know, I think the Dodgers are going to Doc and Honey's. They're going to have a great plan for me, I think. To me, I don't need a lot of innings in spring training. You know, if they want to back me off a little bit, you know, I'll be happy. To be honest with you, it's a long season. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for it. And, you know, they know what they have to do to get me ready. And I know at this point in my career what to do to get ready. So I know what I need to get ready. And we all know it's going to be a long season. And I know that Doc is going to take care of me in the season, not try to, you know, overuse me and burn me, because we know we had a try to get out of my mouth right now. We had a goal.
Yeah,
that's the word, to get back to the World Series and try to win it.
Before I let you go, Major League Baseball is talking about a pitch clock. What are your feelings about that, and do you really think the game needs to be changed?
I mean, to me, I feel like, no disrespect to all the Major League people, I feel like they all should take a vacation, go to Paris or something. Just go away from the game. You know, all this stuff they try to put in the game, the game is still long. The game, with the clock and all that stuff they show, the game is still longer than it is. I mean, us as an organization, need to develop the pitchers and stop worrying about guys hitting 98, 99 and can't command the fastball. Oh, he's throwing hard. Just put him in the big leagues, and they can't command two pitches. So that's what going to make the game longer anyway, because a lot of pitchers come up here and throw a lot of walks, also strike out people, but, you know, like, they can't command a secondary pitch. They can't do all that stuff. So, you know, that's not a thing that Major League need to worry about. It's maybe all the 30 teams need to start worrying about being so caught up with the velocity, guys throwing hard, and they can't command two or three pitches. I mean, you can see it. You know, it's out there.
Yeah.
So, to me, all that nonsense, man, you know, pitch clock, and I don't like it, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't care, but I don't like it. You know, like, I don't need, like, to be on the pitch clock to get ready to throw a ball.
That's where we drop the mic, because this might be scary to you. We agree on that. That's the biggest reason why games are going so long. Guys can't throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pitchers in the big leagues nowadays can't command two pitches. Like, they can't even command the fastball. They get up here, you know, like, you know, get two outs and then walk two hitters after that. I mean, I'll be seeing that. Guys can't command their secondary stuff. And, you know, back in the days, even on my time, I play every single levels. And I see guys, when Terry Collins was in our farm director, guys who hit like 300, 330, repeat the next level. So that's the thing that they're doing basically nowadays, is just to rush people to get to the big leagues. And they're not ready, and the games are longer.
Well, we all know Kenley Jansen could command his pitches, and number one is that cutter. Great to see you, and like I said, I'll be ready in spring training for you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm still standing after that cut check from Kenley Jansen yesterday. Wow. I didn't know if I would be able to forget about complete the interview, even start that interview. But Kenley also, too, no matter how much he grew last year and how dominant he was last year, I still feel like you don't realize how important he is to what the Dodgers do and their success. It's predicated on him. We all take for granted when you have a closer like Kenley Jansen and you just get spoiled. Every ninth inning he comes in, 1-2-3, game over. Well, there are a lot of teams out there that don't have that type of reliability at the back end of their bullpen. Needless to say, too, a guy that is more than willing to come in for more than three outs, come in for four or five outs when necessary. And it'll be interesting to see, considering how much he has pitched, not only last year, how about the last two or three or four years? That's one thing everybody has to take into account. Not only Kenley, but some of the guys that have been mainstays as part of this five consecutive NL West championship teams, they've pitched a lot more innings than anybody else. You talk about Kershaw, you talk about Kenley Jansen specifically. Will Dave Roberts go to the four out well more times than he did last year, or will he pull back from what he did last year? I think that's an interesting thing to watch play out, not only early on in the season, but later on in the season. And there is no issue from anybody that I've talked to pull back on Kenley and Kershaw in spring training and have those guys healthy, because if there's one guy that you cannot replace on this Dodger team, it's Kenley Jansen. There's nobody else you can replace. That's why he even got MVP votes last year. He deserved MVP votes for what he did for the Dodgers and the trickle-down effect that he had on the rest of the team and the strategy the Dodgers executed last year. That'll do it for Nissan Dodger Talk. Hate to say this, but it's our only show of the week. You'll hear me again, though, on Saturday from Dodger Fan Fest. We'll be broadcasting live from the main stage at 11 o'clock, 11 to 3 right here on AM 570 LA Sports. If you don't have your tickets, there's only one way to get them. Dodgers.com/FanFest. Thanks to Ronnie Fascio for all his help. Thanks to our guy Matt for his help. And we will talk to you Saturday from Dodger Stadium. Have a great night, everybody. See ya.